This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wasallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, in the book of Al-Muraqabah, that the self-examination and always being watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he adds hadith Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu ta'ala wa rda. Hadith 66, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kayyisu man dana nafsah wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, wal-ajiz man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allahi al-amani. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, Al-Kayyis, which means a wise person, a sensible person. Man dana nafsa is the one who calls himself to account. What does that mean? Dana nafsa means what? Like you deal with your nafs, the Prophet describing your nafs like what? Like a debtor, somebody owes you something. So you deal with your own self as if it's a separate entity that owes you so much. If someone owes you money, How frequently would you go back to remind them, hey man, I mean, it's due. I need my money back. How often would you tell somebody, hey, I need my money. And would you give them a slack? How often do you give them a slack? And then when they keep persisting and trying to keep you slacking, and eventually you're going to start putting them to account, hey, wait, I need my money now. Imagine how you deal with your nafs, but now it's not about money right now, it's about the akhirah, jama'ah. Now, you're bringing your nafs to the account in matters of the akhirah. Like, hey, don't do this. Hey, stop this. Hey. Like, as if your nafs is robbing you and has taken so much from your account and you need to keep stopping it. So the Prophet ﷺ says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. A wise person, the one who takes his nafs as if it's somebody that actually robs your account. So what are you going to keep doing? Keep holding it. Making sure to get that back away from it. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. And made all of this for the sake of what? What's going to happen after death? Now all what you do is because what you expect to happen after death. So I need to make sure that my account on that day is clear. So that my nafs, that's the one that's supposed to act on my behalf, it doesn't mess it up for me. So I need to always put it to the account. Now that requires what, ya jama'ah? That requires muraqabah. This is where the muraqabah comes in. I need to be watchful of what I say and what I do, what my nafs desires, where my nafs pulls me, how much it keeps pulling me, and how much, you know, how far it takes me away. So I need to keep my nafs, you know, on the track. I keep holding it on that track because I remember what's happening after death. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal ajiz man atba'a nafsahu hawaha. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the foolish person, al-ajiz means the incompetent. That's what it means. The incompetent. Someone who always feel incapacitated completely, like I can't do anything. They convince themselves, khalas, my nafs always gets the worst out of me. My nafs always wins, no matter how much I try. So they give up. And what do? They start following their nafs wherever it goes. In whichever opportunity, a nafs sees something desirable, it follows it. It goes after it. The Prophet ﷺ says, that incompetent person, that foolish person, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, is the one who subdues himself to his temptations all the time. And then, tamanna ala Allah. And then he starts having hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help him on one of two things. That Allah make that desire to be fulfilled easily, like still wants Allah to make it easy for him. The other narration, tamanna ala Allah, hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will automatically save him from that. Like not to put the effort. So they follow their desire and they hope Allah azza wa jal will just kind of like protect them from it. You can't do this, ya jama'ah. You need to have that muraqabah. You need to keep yourself under check. And you always deal with your nafs as if it's a debtor that you keep, you know, trying to get back your wealth from it and your accounts from it. Keep it always clean and straight. That's how we do with your nafs. And obviously, the only way you could do it if you have muraqabah. Like, always check what you say, what you do on a regular basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are akiyas, those who are truly wise people, those who are always in control of themselves, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? Yes. The concept of nafs, man, you start upon a question that's going to require a whole night to explain. Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, he talks in details about this. And what is nafs? Is the nafs a ruh? Is the nafs is the function of the ruh? Is it something like a cognitive, you know, understanding or separate entity? Like different definitions of that. But the easiest way to understand, really, is you could say that a nafs is really, it's more of like a... like the function of the ruh, just like the reason is a function of the aql, and nafs is the function of the ruh. So therefore, you try to control it. It's the one that keeps, you know, going after what's desires. But at the same time, it needs to be trained, needs to be controlled, so it doesn't take you to ruins. So there are many interpretations to it. Is it a separate entity? No. But this is the operation of both the heart and the mind and Ar-Ruh, to complete functionality together, when you put them together, they constitute a nafs for you. So it's something desired by the nafs, by the ruh, by the mind, by the heart, and you have to work them together to make sure to control it. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut, that's now the general definition of the nafs. Like I said, the Arabic language sometimes use the term in an inclusive term, which is basically representing the whole living being. So nafs means what? A human being, all of you together. And sometimes it speaks about a nafs being what? Separate from the body. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.